Our second pastor, Father O'Leary, was the one who built the church, and this is the experience of all immigrants, that when they first came over, there was a lot of prejudice, and that was very true of the Irish as well, that there were a lot of stereotypes about the Irish as lazy, good for nothing. And Father O'Leary wanted to show that the Irish were just as talented and gifted as the Italians were, especially in doing the carving of the marble. So Father O'Leary went to Italy and purchased marble and had some of it sent to Dublin. And in Dublin, Irish craftsmen carved the communion rail, very beautiful communion rail that incorporates symbols of the Eucharist as well as stories of history, from history and prehistory, of topics relating to the Eucharist. For example, there's one of St. Patrick giving communion to the High King's daughters. There's another of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac, and others like that from the Old and the New Testaments. Also carved in Dublin was the baptismal font. And truly, those are very beautiful. But he also left some of the marble in Italy, and the altars were carved there, as well as the statues of the saints that are scattered throughout the church.